USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. We're pretty certain that last week's big balloon shot down over the Carolina coast is a spy craft from China. The three objects downed over the weekend, we're still not sure, according to White House spokesman John Kirby.
Compared to the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down a couple of weeks ago, these were much smaller, and they were at altitudes of Friday and Saturday's incident of 40,000 feet. Yesterday it was much lower, at around 20,000 feet. So you can understand our concern with respect to civil air traffic.
Kirby also flatly denies China's new claim that the U.S. has flown balloons over China. Kirby calls that China's effort at damage control. It is a grim transition underway in southern Turkey, now 1 week after earthquakes and aftershocks devastated the region.
We heard from the head of the United Nations humanitarian effort and emergency relief coordinator, and he said that very soon they were going to be stopping rescue operations. Some international teams who were here for the sole purpose of finding living people, survivors, they have already left.
Correspondent Matt Bradley in southwest Turkey, where crews are already clearing land where apartment and office buildings once stood, preparing to rebuild. The death toll now tops 35,000, and that includes a couple from Orlando who were visiting family. The State Department's telling Americans living in Russia to get out. The level 4 advisory, its highest level, also warns people not to travel to Russia. The reason? Americans being singled out for detention, unpredictable law enforcement, and terrorism. A judge in Atlanta says he will release some, but not all, of a grand jury report that looked into alleged attempts to alter Georgia's 2020 presidential election vote count. The DA in Fulton County wants the entire report to remain secret amid reports she is preparing criminal charges against some people. The report's introduction, conclusion, and one internal chapter will be released on Thursday. This is USA News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Raising the debt ceiling is still a major task facing lawmakers in Washington. Over the weekend, we heard more disagreements among Republicans, especially over who does or does not want to cut Medicare and Social Security.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida got lots of criticism from fellow Republicans for saying that all federal legislation, including civil rights laws and social safety net programs, should sunset every 5 years. He reaffirmed it last week after Biden called it out in the State of the Union. Senator Mike Rounds, Republican of South Dakota, agreed in principle on CNN yesterday.
Every single year, we look at how we can make it better.
Speaker McCarthy has pushed back on Biden's characterization. He's set to unveil his plan next month as part of ongoing budget and debt ceiling negotiations. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, age 64, says he's not done coaching. He says he plans to return if the Chiefs will have him back. Patrick Mahomes and many of his Chiefs teammates are celebrating at Disneyland today, complete with a parade down Main Street. As MVP of the game, Mahomes got the honor of shouting, "I'm going to Disneyland." And a Maryland woman's getting a lot of attention for the black and red denim jacket she designed for Donna Kelsey. The mother of the Chiefs' Travis and the Eagles' Jason wore the jacket put together by Monica Blakely. She says she reached out to Donna Kelsey on social media, offering to make the two-team jacket. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.